today's episode, we're going to talk about how to do competitive analysis. This is for all the stalkers out there. Mm-hmm. What's up, Eddie?
What's up, Xavier?
I ain't seen you in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, right? Feel like we're kind of just hammering these things out today.
Yeah, it's been one of those days, but we got some good content for you today. Great content. You asked him why Xavier keep deepening his voice. I don't know.
You want to be Batman?
Yeah, you know, I watched Dark Knight.
Yeah, that Knight. Usually happens when you're binging on it. The next day, yeah. Your voice changes.
I'm Bane. Do you feel in charge?
I thought it was in control.
In control. That's what it is. You see, I'm acting crazy.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
And so, let me bring you back to reality.
Bring my breath.
The ultimate checklist.
The ultimate.
I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
You
they're,
guys?
They're tired of hearing it.
Yeah, tired of hearing it. They still asking for it.
So, the ultimate checklist, it's in the link in the descriptions.
Yeah, in the comments.
In the comments.
On YouTube.
And if it's not there, then I'm going to give out Xavier's personal phone number. You can call him and try to. I'm just kidding. You just message us and we'll get it if it's not working. But yeah, get that bad boy. That way you won't have to make all the mistakes that we've made to learn all this good stuff. And yeah, it'll get you ahead in your business. And if you've already started, it'll ask you a lot of questions that you might have not asked yourself.
Yeah. What about for the people who've never listened to us before, the 50% of people that we get new each episode?
Oh, the new?
Yeah.
Oh, what about them?
Oh, see, you got to stick around. Eddie don't like the new news. I'm joking. We love the new news. If you're new here, please give us a 5-star review. We would really appreciate that. It really helps us out. If you want to look at some of the products we use, services, software, check out the links in the description. We go from payroll, what we use from there. All this stuff right here helps the channel out if you buy stuff from there. But other than that, we have consulting that you can look in the calendar. You can check out the links. We're kind of booked up on the cohorts and stuff like that, but you never know. If you have an interesting point of view, you could skip the line and jump in front of it or something like that. Or we might do multiple ones in the future.
Or we're becoming like YC now.
Yeah, YC. But we take the money and we turn it into more money. Whoa. And we give it back to you.
There you go.
Less work. And this is just the format of how this is our thoughts of how we run businesses. So, segment one, understanding the basics of competitive analysis. So, if you think about competitive analysis, Eddie, what do you think competitive analysis is?
Me?
Yeah, what do you think it is? And I'll tell you what it is. I'm joking. I'll tell you what I think it is.
Competitive analysis. I think you're just basically spying on your neighbors.
Neighbors?
Oh, yeah.
Neighbor in business.
But I don't think it's a bad thing because, you know, a lot of people... And I'm always, my wife gets on to me, but I'm always like watching stuff and they're like, hey, so-and-so is advertising a tent, a bounce house, tables and chairs, and all they're charging $100. How am I going to live? And I'm like, that is not competitive analysis. That's not what anybody I would pay any attention to. Yeah. As, you know, they're going to burn themselves out or somebody's going to get hurt and then they're not going to make it through that. Because they didn't charge enough. But me, more so, I think of it as see where your top guys are, your middle people, and just kind of get a rough estimate. Now, just a starting point. Doesn't mean you have to start there. But obviously, just kind of see roughly like what the market's kind of paying, more or less.
Wrong! I'm joking. Wrong. That's exactly right. But yeah, it's just figuring out where everybody else is, and you can compare yourself and take what's good from them and make a Frankenstein your stuff even better, or just see where you are at compared to everybody else. We don't really focus on this because at all. We might do a competitive analysis every quarter, look at the data.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know we do.
You know, we do prices and stuff like that, but we're not
girls, please call these and see if we get quotes on all this. Yeah, see where they're at,
see what the prices
are. Okay, we're still higher.
Yeah.
It's like, what? We're the same? Raise the price.
We'll see where everyone is, see where everything's at right there. But, like, we're not having any meetings about, Joe Smo's pool service rental company.
The pool service game now.
The rental company is, I don't know what I was talking about. Joe Smo's rental company what he's doing, oh my gosh, we're not looking at that. Now we do see, like, on the chat, people talking about, oh, my competitor's offering in this, and I know that's what Eddie said too.
Yeah, I'm just like,
if your competitor's offering free delivery, you know, they're obviously struggling if they're offering free delivery. They're trying to get any money in.
Yeah, they're probably like, I get no customers is the only way.
Yeah, that's their marketing, is the free delivery.
The free.
Yeah. And on that part, and it's easy to sell free stuff. So yeah, in case you're trying to sell free stuff, you know, you need to get away from that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's we just look at it like there. We understand where we are in the market, but we're not judging ourselves off of them either. We're not like, oh, snap, Marquee just did this, so we need to do this. We're just seeing, understanding the market trends, seeing where the market's going, understanding the pricing behind every single thing, and understand where we are associated with pricing on that part, because we don't want to be the cheapest on stuff right there. And we'd rather be the highest if you're going to be in the market. There's
no
advantage to being the second cheapest out there. So if you're not going to go for the bargain, we want to be for the people with the most value. That's what we're trying to offer, the highest value possible. And as the price goes up, then we can see that our value might go up and stuff, and we offer more things on there. So I'm going to hit the stat this time to you.
Yes, please.
Hit the stat this time. I'm going to hit it real quick.
Give me some goods.
61% of marketers say improving SEO and growing their organic presence is the top inbound marketing priority. That is a good stat.
That is great. What are we talking about?
John. Okay. So, interesting stat on that part.
How do you feel?
I feel
how did it make you feel?
Well, they're correct. SEO is growing in that part. And the best way to do competitive research is go look through SEO, type in rental companies in your area, and then a whole list will show up, and then you'll see where you rank at on there for the most part. And you'll see what you go. And you go more specific, because we've ranked more on the actual individual items than the actual rental. We're working on there, working our way up, because there's companies been here for 50 years, more longer than we have on there.
Grandpa?
Yeah, grandpa's on there. Now that you have this data, you have the prices of everybody's stuff, how much they're charging for delivery, what services that they're offering, how much they charge for those services, how much you can pay for them. Now you need to take that data and analyze it on there. And you have to understand too, like we're not looking at Marquee, which is the biggest person in our industry, and be like, you know, in our market, and be like, well, Marquee's charging $600 for deliveries. No. We need to charge $600, you know. Well,
I think there's a lot more that goes into it too, because like I know every ticket that we do, we have already like a cost into it. We already know what the cost is, and we know what the profit is going to be. Like the cost from we got it from an ad, then it automatically costs us X amount for girls to talk to them and convert them. That's another cost, and then for our warehouse team to have the item prepped and loaded in their vehicle, that's another one. Getting delivered, bringing it back, gas. All the whole stuff. So we know like the cost of each thing. So, you know, like I said, it's just a basic just knowledge of like, okay, well, this is what they're charging. And, you know, this is what we need to be minimum just to break even. And this is what we wanted to make for percentage, you know, on each one. So that's what I would do.
Yeah.
So kind of for them, everybody's different. You know, some people are doing this, you know, by themselves. So. No. They can say, well, I'm free.
Yeah, I'm free. Yeah, but then you always be free.
Yeah, you always be free. So you need to put a dollar in your head and be like, okay, I'm worth $30 an hour. Yeah.
Well,
$40.
If you're starting this and you just want a side gig and you want to just do, you want to own your own job, which nothing, I don't have nothing wrong with that.
I love it.
Yeah, if you want to do that, then that's fine. You can do that. If you want to build a business and be able to grow past that, then you're going to have to start adding some more extra strategies in place into here. So the next thing. Well, here it's going to be the statistics. Eddie, what do you think about this one right here? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 75% of small businesses don't conduct competitive research at all. Don't look at anything.
I believe that.
They're just throwing stuff out there.
They're just like, all right, this is what we're going to do.
Oh, we hit something. Who knew free delivery would get you so many customers?
Yeah. Or... for instance, like we know, like in Chicago, it's like the cost is like totally different. Imagine if we went for what our Texas prices over there,
we would be
leaving so much money on the table.
We would get destroyed. We have too much work. And, yeah. and the prices for hire everybody is more, too. So we'll
be, what is the minimum over there? Like 15 an hour or something like that?
Oh, it's like inside the city, I think it's 18.
18?
Yeah, it's 13 for Illinois, I think, and like 18 for Chicago. The city area. Now, we might be in the suburbs, so maybe we can get away with like less than that.
Yeah, but just as a little example there. Just like, I think it's just... I mean, yeah, a lot of people aren't doing it, but I think it's a big opportunity. It's an advantage too. Like I said, it'll kind of get your numbers, you know, where they need to be. You kind of see where everybody else is at and see how much profit you can make.
Yeah, you can see what you're missing out on too, as well, or where it's going on. And but also too, remember, you need to take this with everything you get for the grain of salt on there, because someone can have something at a certain price and can be selling nothing.
Yeah.
So, like, what I would like to do, that's what we call up there. We ask for kind of, like, availabilities for different kinds of dates, which kind of gets us a kind of understanding when they're like, oh, this thing's sold out. So then we can kind of see if they sell out based on our stuff. And we kind of know what they might have from the time before. And we'll kind of just run through the process on there. And we have, like, a list of companies that we run through, and we kind of get the pricing for it. Some of them are just online, so we just compare them on there. And I know some of you guys are like, oh, that's why I don't want to put my prices out on there. Well, there's other methods too, because we do competitive analysis every single week, because we do price match on stuff. We don't, you know, we price match the companies that are in our 9 company bubble that we think we compete with mostly on there. We get that stuff. We get all the stuff anyway. We get quotes all the time from other companies that are selling us, and we get stuff that's way cheaper that we can't do, and we might just let them have it, or we get stuff that's higher than us, and then we're like, okay, well, we can beat this because, you know, we're already cheaper than this.
Yeah.
And we do that, or we see that we need to raise our price. So people are getting your stuff. People are taking your quotes and comparing it to other quotes. I don't know how many companies, the people take the stuff to us and say, hey, this company's charging this much, and it's like almost the same. We want to work with you. Can you help us, like, with these $6 like, differences? And Eddie's like,
let me see.
Eddie's like, nope. Now $6 more on top of that.
Yeah, but like, we can do it, but extra.
But extra. Just like we say, you need a 5-star review.
Mm-hmm. And if you got a 5-star review, then we can do it for that price.
Yeah. If you guys can give us a 5-star review, I can do it for that price too.
Yep, so go in there and give us 5-star review.
5-star review. So you do that. So the next thing we kind of that I look into, because this is usually Eddie's kind of like off at this point, and then he jumps back in at the end and says, so I'm like, what the? or which way we should go with it. The next thing, and I guess you do look in this part, but identifying our competitive advantages and their competitive advantages. Like a company, companies that are bigger than us or something like that on the inventory. Because I want to say in revenue is different, because you can make more money than companies that have more inventory than you. We do it all the time on there. But a company that has more inventory, they have more opportunities to possibly sell. A company like us who use these other strategic stuff, we have a back office team, you know, that's not based here. We're running everything like on a commission base from our actual delivery driver, so we have consistent costs across the board, so we know what we're spending and everything on. When we have a software system in place that we do internally, like our whole focus is on convenience. Like, how can we make it most convenient for them? That's our competitive advantages. So other companies like Marquee might be, well, we want the highest quality equipment, and that's what people are going to pay for. We're going to do the highest level of service. We're going to have the most products, all that stuff. You just need to find where you can have a competitive advantage in, even if you're going to have the largest selection of stuff, or you're going to have the most of one type of item that they can use, because that works out for a lot too as well. Or you've been in the industry for a certain long time, you know, on there. Just identify your competitive advantages. Eddie, what's another competitive advantage that we have?
Well, I think a good competitive advantage that we have is just the the communication side.
Communication. Didn't you say that on the last podcast?
I did.
You like the communication
it's,
now.
It's super strong. It's super powerful. How many times do you get on a website or you call somebody and get a quote or something, they don't call back till a day or two later?
No, they never call back.
Or 5 hours later. Or, you know what I'm saying? Our advantage is it's the time clock starts as soon as they call, if we missed a call. And then we're expecting to call them back within like 20 minutes, 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Yeah. So if they don't.
He's like getting mad at 10 minutes.
Then I'm like, what's going on? Why didn't we do this? There's no excuses.
Yeah. And we getting everybody motivated to kind of do that stuff helps out as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next thing, putting your competitive analysis together. I mean, analysts to work. So practical ways they can use the data that they found, Eddie. So let's go tick for tat until we run out.
Okay.
All right.
Practical ways they can use the data that they collected from other competitors.
Yeah, just one though. Don't try to write off all of them, so I haven't gotten no more.
Okay. Well, first off, they could, you know where to price their actual rental items.
Oh, damn, that's my one. second, you can figure out for your delivery. You can see what's the comparable rates on there.
Yeah.
For delivery.
That's another one. You can also see what kind of fees they're charging. Are they charging, like, you know, a lot of people, well, I think everybody over here does, but like the damage waiver fee, handling fee. Some even do the processing fee.
Yeah.
Other things like
that. Yeah, payment process, yeah.
So you can see what everybody's charging. That way you can charge too.
Yeah. Another thing that you can use instantly, you can see what services that they offer that you might be willing to offer that they don't offer, or understand why they don't offer it on there.
Yeah, that's another thing. Well, services, I guess, inventory too. What kind of stuff are they're offering? That way you can kind of come in there.
Yeah.
But that well,
that's great. I didn't even think that's
the inventory. Like like for instance, the throne chair.
Yeah.
Like our bigger guys, none of them really offers it. And then just recently, one of our competitors started renting out throne chairs.
Yeah, they priced it really high.
I think it's because of us.
Yeah, they priced it really high, though.
Yeah, they did. Because they want to make sure it's worth it.
Yeah. And also, too, I think that I think they don't get it for the same price we get it for. I'm pretty sure. But that's a whole other type of business.
On there. And also, you can see. So, we're in this camera right here. That's the end of this show right here. Pop, this thing has died. So I want to say thank you guys for watching. I'm Xavier Kelly. Can't see Eddie.
Okay. Right here. Eddie's also there.
But thank you guys so much. Get the ultimate checklist if you haven't already. And give us a 5-star review. And we'll see you on the next one.
Yeah.